This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Menards is the ultimate home improvement destination in the Midwest. Since 1958, we've been supplying you with everything from hardware to automotive needs. We believe in helping you save big money on every project, big or small. From top-of-the-line tools to plumbing supplies, paint, and appliances, we've got you covered. We thank you for making Menards a part of your year. From our family to yours, have a safe and happy new year.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, and thank you for tuning into The Process with Sade Marie. Today is our season finale for season 2, episode 10. We are going to be talking about the benediction today. I'm going to tie it into when Jesus washed the feet of the disciples. So as normal, you know, I like to always pray, and then we'll just jump right in. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this time of fellowship during this podcast. God, I ask, Lord Jesus, that you would just speak through me, Father God. Lord Jesus, use my mind, my will, my emotions, my mouth, my thoughts, everything in me, Father God, to convey what it is that you need conveyed at this time. God, I ask that those listening, Father God, will have an ear to hear, Father God, that whatever they hear, Father God, will come directly from the throne of heaven, Father God, that would transform them, Lord Jesus, into who you have called them to be on earth as it is in heaven. God, I ask, Lord Jesus, that whatever it is that they receive from this episode or from the season or the season before, Father God, that it will help them, God, that it will prosper them, God, that it will be healing to them, God, that they may be able to move forward, God, to do what it is that they need to in you. God, we thank you, and we just seal this prayer in your name and in your blood. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, amen. So we're going to pull from the scripture, John 13:12. So the scripture is the meaning of foot washing. When Jesus had washed their feet and put on his outer clothing, he reclined again and said to them, "Do you know what I have done for you? You call me teacher and Lord, and yet you are speaking rightly since that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you also should do just as I have done for you. Truly, I tell you, a servant is not greater than his master, and a messenger is not greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them." Right here, we see our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ washed the feet of servants, of disciples. And the Lord is saying, if I, the Lord, is able to humble myself and honor servants, people, disciples, and wash their feet, what more should you be doing? Sometimes people do not understand that even though you may be called, you may be chosen, you may be anointed, The whole point of it is for us to serve. We are here to serve. It doesn't matter what your position is. I am the founder of my organization, but I still serve. I am a social worker. I serve in that capacity and what I do, but I also serve outside of my career. That is just what my heart posture is like. I live a life of servitude. It does not matter if you are the pauper or the prince, the CEO or the janitor. I, Sade, am going to still treat you with respect because I understand that the lowest of them is the greatest of them, and the greatest of them is the lowest of them. So when you have a heart posture to understand that it doesn't matter how gifted and anointed you are, when God sends you, you still are a servant, not just to God, but to the people. And when I say a servant, some people make up this thing in their mind like they're a slave. It's not that you're a slave. It's that you just live a life of service. And it's a blessing to be able to serve and to be served, because the Lord will have people serve you as you serve them. Jesus was serving them. And yet in turn, he served them. They were serving him and doing the things they needed to do, and yet Jesus was serving them. So if we start to have a heart posture of serving, a lot of things in the world would be a lot better. Imagine if we had people in politics or in positions that had a heart of service, a heart of servitude. Imagine if marriage, if people would marry the right people and all husbands and wives had a heart of service. Imagine if we raise our children, to all of our children, to have a heart of service. Will we as parents serve our children, but our children also serve us? Imagine if we had friends and family that want to serve one another. Nobody would really go without, because everybody's heart posture would be in a place of support and help and building, to be unified to do what it is that we are supposed to do, build and multiply on earth. So when we talk about the benediction if you ever went to church, it's usually that close out at the end where your pastor or a minister or someone in the ministry or leadership prays you out. They pray over you. They speak a good word. They bless you. They speak favor over you after the sermon is done and everyone is to leave. And it's just like a cherry on top of the blessing. It's a spiritual release that they are covering you in as you leave. When people are in a place of bondage, they don't understand the power of freedom that can be unlocked when someone just shows them love, whether it be through service, whether it be through prayer, whether it be through love, whether it be through a word, whatever it is. Sometimes it's just the act of doing something that can free people from bondage or deliver them. And that's why we have to always make sure that we are killing our flesh daily. Because there are some people that don't think that they need to wash the feet of another, or that they need to serve anybody else, because they feel like they earned their stripes. But what if God sends someone that just needs a word or a foot washing or whatever, and that is what is going to set them free? That's what's going to set them free and get them on the road of liberation and liberty. God is looking for heart postures that are like that, that are going to understand the need of the people and don't have a problem with doing it. Are there people that can try to get over and everything? Yes, that comes along with the territory. They're everywhere. There are people that try to get over in certain industries and fields and everything like that. That comes along with the territory. So, of course, you have to use spiritual discernment to know when something is off or not. But that doesn't negate the fact that we are called to still serve and have a heart posture to serve and display the fruit of the Spirit like our Lord and Savior did. In all things, in all relationships, in all aspects of life. Some things are easier said than done, but this is where humility comes in. This is where we learn to honor people. This is where we have a respect for people. This is where we understand that it's not always about us. And I believe that the sooner that we get that through our heads, the better off we will be. In the scripture, it says, "Truly, I tell you, a servant is not greater than his master, and a messenger is not greater than the one who sent him." Sometimes when people feel like they are the one that's bringing the word or bringing the message forward, that it's about them because they were chosen. But it's never really about the people. It's always pointing back to God. Everything that we do should be to honor God, to display who God is, to allow people to see who Christ is in us. So are there times where you want to have a reaction that might not be so great or so holy? Of course, you're human. We all are. But that's where we got to dig deep and kill the flesh, which we've talked about all throughout this season, and to step into what the Lord has for us. See, the enemy always wants to come and steal the word or contend for what it is that God has called you to do. The enemy always wants to make you feel like whatever it is that God needs you to do or wants you to do is impossible. But if you go back to the scripture, it says, if you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. That right there is a whole word in itself. We can just do a benediction just off of that. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. So if the enemy wants to get you out of character, out of servitude, out of service, out of humility, out of honor, out of respect, then obviously he's doing it because something is at stake. Do you have to have boundaries? Absolutely. Absolutely. As a therapist, I teach boundaries. Boundaries are important. But we should be able to have boundaries while also being able to have respect, honor, humility. And if something is not serving you well, then that's where it's time for you to be able to separate yourself for it, but also staying inside of forgiveness. Those things are key. Those things also demonstrate maturity in your walk. Let me tell you, there were some times where I felt like, oh no, you can't just do anything. You want to get them back? You angry, you upset. But as I grew deeper into the Lord, I learned to take my challenges, my differences to the Lord and allow him to vindicate me. Allow him to show me. And there were times that the Lord was like, no, this is not about you. Think it's about them, but this is about you. This is about how you react. This is about how you respond. This is about where I'm taking you. So it's not so much about them. I'm glad you brought this to my attention. And I'm glad you did, because I wanted to deal with you. Because sometimes people ask the question, well, how am I able to do this for somebody if they've treated me in such a way? And I get it. That's why people need healing. That's why people benefit from therapy. That's why people benefit from venting and talking things out. That's why people benefit from wise counsel. Healing is important. It is so important that when you are healed, it usually helps you in your areas and your giftings and your anointings to be able to do the work of the Lord. A lot of issues that you see inside of churches or certain places where people are in leadership is that they're not healed. And when you're not healed, a lot of other things become other problems. Insecurities start to come. Then people want to get in the way of God. Then people want to stop doing certain things. People want to act a certain way. And it just becomes a snowball of issues. So one of the biggest things in all of this is making sure as we move in Christ, as we do what it is that the Lord has called us to do, that we remain humble. That we keep our eyes on Christ, but that we actually show and demonstrate love, not just speak it out of our mouths. So when the Lord was washing their feet and he asked them, "Do you know what I have done for you?" He was saying a lot in that question. Do you see this? Do you see me as the Lord that has no problem serving you? Honoring you? Thanking you? Blessing you? Covering you, even as the Lord, your leader, your teacher. So if the Lord didn't have a problem with it, why should we? So that brings me to the end of where I just say, for all of you that are waiting on God, for all of you that feel like you have been in this position and you may be tired, where you feel like I'm ready to be elevated, but you think that service is not going to be a part of it, please remember, no matter what, how far you go up, as the Lord exalts you and take you to different stages and different realms and different heights in your walk, always remember to serve. Always remember that this is a life of service. So I'm just going to pray you out and cover you. And I'm going to pray from Numbers 6:24-26, which is a great benediction to speak over people for spiritual release. The scripture says, "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace." Heavenly Father, I ask, Lord, that you cover each and every person listening to this podcast. God, I ask that you will go deep into the areas of their soul, God, that you, Father God, would do a surgery on them, Father God, that you would knit them together so good, Father God, so well, Father God, that they will forget the pain of the past, God. I ask that you will break off every cycle, Father God, of mistreatment, Father God, every cycle, Father God, of delay, every cycle, Father God, of loss, every cycle, Father God, of anything that was not of you or from you, Father God. And even if it was from you, Father God, and they have learned from it, Father God, I ask, Father God, that you will redirect their vision, Father God, to be able to see it, Father God, as a blessing in the lesson that you had given them, God. God, I ask, Lord Jesus, that you would heal, Father God, Lord Jesus, the wounds, Father God, Lord Jesus, of broken relationships, Father God, of disappointment, Father God, of things that people thought should have went one way, but it went a different way, Father God. God, I ask that you would restore their hope, restore their faith, Father God, that you, God, Lord Jesus,
will reach out your hand to them, Father God, that you will cover them, Father God, that you will let them know that you are Jehovah Shammah, Father God, that you are with them, Father God, that you walk with them, that you talk with them, God, that you are the sovereign Lord, God, that you are Jehovah Nisi, Father God, Lord Jesus, that you have gone before them, Father God, that you make the crooked roads straight, God. God, I ask, Lord Jesus, that you bless them on their comings and their goings, God. God, I ask, Lord Jesus, Father God, that you would just bless their families, Father God. Bless their husbands and wives, Father God. Bless their children's, God. Bless their careers, Father God. Bless their anointings, Father God. Bless their assignments, Father God. Bless everything that they touch, Father God. Bless, Father God, the people that serve them, Father God. For those, Lord Jesus, that may have people that work for them, Father God, I ask that you would bless them, Father God. Father God, I ask, Lord Jesus, that you would put a heart of servitude in them, Father God. I ask, Father God, that you would put a heart of flesh in them, Father God, a heart of humility in them, Father God, a heart of gratitude in them, Father God, a heart, Father God, of you in them, God. God, I ask, Lord Jesus, Father God, that you would just release a spiritual blessing, Father God, over everything and anything, Father God, Lord Jesus, that they do that is in alignment with you, God. God, I ask, Lord Jesus, Father God, that when they are in a position, Father God, Lord Jesus, to serve or be served, Father God, that they will dig deep, Father God, Lord Jesus, and see where it is that you would have them to be, God. And if it is meant for them to serve at that present time, God, that they will choose to serve, Father God, that, Lord Jesus, that the highest of them is the least of them, that the least of them is the highest of them, that the last shall be first and the first shall be last, Father God, that you said the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord, Father God. Lord Jesus, Father God, that you will guide their footsteps as long as their heart posture is stayed on you, God. God, that we will speak the word of the Lord in all things, God, past, present, and future, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything that you've done, Father God. So as I close out this season, Father God, I release a blessing over all of the listeners, Father God. I release love, joy, and peace over them, Father God. I release, Father God, the word of the Lord, Father God, over their life, Father God. I release alignment, Father God. I release order over them, Father God. I release, Father God, Lord Jesus, blessings abundantly, Father God, Lord Jesus. Father God, I release the Amos 9:13 over their lives, Father God, so quick, so fast that their heads will spin, Father God. Lord Jesus, I release Ephesians 3:20 over their life, Father God, Lord Jesus, that it is exceedingly abundantly past all that they can ask or imagine, Father God. God, I release the word of the Lord over their life, Father God, that you said, Father God, Lord Jesus, if you know these things, you are blessed if you do them, Father God. I release, Father God, Lord Jesus, that their hearts will be yielded unto you, Father God. The obedience, Father God, is better than sacrifice, Father God, that all the days of their life, they will be obedient unto you and follow you, Father God, and what thus say the Lord God. God, you are worthy to be praised. God, we honor you. We love you. We respect you. We reverence you. We adore you. We delight in you, God. Holy, holy, holy is your name, Lord Jesus. Holy, holy, holy is your name. And we just seal it in your blood. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, amen.